Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. It is The Fan After Dark. I am Fred Davis. That is the one, the only Mr. Blake Elliott, the phenom himself. We've got David Blair? What's the guy's name?
I think Blaine.
Is it David Blaine? 877-881-1053. He'll disappear before the show's over anyway. David Blaine, the X-rated poker dealer. A.K.A. Trevor the Creator back there. We're saying this. It is a Tank Top Tuesday here on Fan After Dark. Tune into the Twitch. Tune into the YouTube and check it out. Blake and I went for a very common tank top look. He's got kind of the sleeveless thing going on. I've got a t-shirt. Thankfully, it's actually cooled down in here, so I'm no longer sweating. But
good for you, because I'm about to take this off.
Wow. I mean, you look like a porno car dealer right now. Is exactly what's going on right there with Trevor the Creator. I don't know if he's a porno car dealer or not, but I'll tell you what, he's one of the best producers and all-around radio talents in the United States of America. Let's reach out to the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program. He's host of College Football Overtime on Sirius XM. You can also find him on 106.7 The Fan out of D.C. He also does pre and post for the Washington Commanders, the one, the only, Mr. Denton Day. Denton, appreciate you taking time out of your busy Tuesday night for us. Got to ask you this. Your boys kind of, you know, snuck under the radar last year, offseason-wise. You had a rookie quarterback. Nobody is taking this Commander team lightly anymore, especially after that run last year.
No, certainly not. It was a fun year last year. It's the first time in my lifetime that I've seen an SEC championship game. So that was very nice. But no, they're coming in with a lot of expectations. You know, they've had expectations entering seasons before in my lifetime, and that has never worked out well. The main difference is, of course, they have a competent quarterback in Jaden Daniels. So I'm really excited to see what he's going to do in year number two. I understand the approach of, well, they snuck under the radar last year, but I have a feeling that around mid-season, teams started to take them a little bit more seriously, so I don't think that's going to be a huge issue. They do have some issues on their roster, but a quarterback is certainly not one of them, and that's a nice luxury to have.
Denton, let's get to one of the issues that came out today by Adam Schefter. Washington Commanders receiver Terry McLaurin says he's frustrated and disappointed with the lack of progress towards a contract extension, says they're entering crunch time to get a new deal done. How worried or not worried are you about Terry McLaurin being happy and being a Washington Commander this season?
So at the beginning of the day, if we're doing a panic meter, 1 to 10, I was at a 4. And after Terry McLaurin did that press conference, I remained at a 4. So okay. I'll give you a little bit of background information on this press conference. You hear the frustration, and that is kind of what runs headline-wise. But what he said throughout the course, it was like a 20-minute conversation, or press conference, if you will. What he said continuously is that he wants to be here. And when he was listing out his frustrations, it's, you know, the communication is not great, which most communication is not great when you don't have a contract at this point in the offseason. He wanted to be paid his worth, and all of the things that you would say when you don't have a contract, but all of those levels of frustration go completely out the window once pen does hit paper. I believe that they want him here. He told us today that he wants to be here. And I think the deal is going to get done at some point soon. I would like to have it done before training camp, me personally, because I want to see him on the field at training camp working with the offense. He did say that he's been in a lot of contact with his teammates throughout the entirety of this process. And, you know, the teammates understand the business that is the NFL. And he has their support. He's been working with them. They've been hanging out, golfing around the area. So things are pointing, I think, still in the direction of the deal getting done. If we get to day number one of training camp and there's no deal done, then that panic meter will move a little bit. But nothing that he said today makes me think any less likely of a deal being done.
Now let's talk about the other receivers that just joined. Debo Samuel, who we know has had a litany of injuries, the calf, the ribs, the wrist, the pneumonia. How confident are you in Debo Samuel adding a pack-a-punch to this Commander's receiver room, or do you have tempered expectations on Debo?
My expectations are not as high as some people here, because as you guys can imagine, when you trade for a guy like Debo Samuel, people start to get really out of control with expectations, but they are high expectations because I do think he's a really, really good player. And you know, we saw him for years in San Francisco really be a crucial point to that offense having success, and then he's been hampered by those injuries. But if he is able to stay healthy, and I think he, assuming that that Terry contract gets done, the amount of pressure that's on him on the offense is going to be significantly less than what we've seen in years in San Francisco, because it felt like he was the number one option there. He's not going to be that here. I'm excited to see what Cliff Kingsbury does with him in terms of some of the creative packages that he designs for a guy with the skill set of Debo Samuel. I think he's going to have a really good year. I hope that he plays all of the games. You know, that is a very real thing. He's had those injuries, as you mentioned, some of which are, you know, things that kind of linger for a little bit. But I think the talent level that he has is just such a step up is not the right phrase. It's like leaps and bounds better than whoever you wanted to consider wide receiver two on this roster last year.
Denton Day, 106.7, The Fan over in Washington, D.C., flagship of the Washington Commanders, joining us talking all things Washington Commanders. We talked a little bit about the offense and Laremy Tunsil and what that's going to be. How do you guys feel about the running back room? You bring back Brian Robinson. You got Austin Ekeler for another year as far as, you know, another year in this system. And then, you know, your boy Cliff Kingsbury, who I was impressed with, you know, needed kind of a bounce back as far as after what went down in Arizona. What kind of, kinks might we see in this offense that we didn't see last year, especially what do you expect to see out of Jaden Daniels in year two so you don't have a C.J. Stroud-like regression?
So I'll start with your running back question. The running back room has been a point of contention this offseason.
Join the club.
I like Brian Robinson, but Brian Robinson did not play well last year. And if you just take – I don't often compare what we saw last year to 2012 because there were so many differences. Jaden is just a completely different, better, well-developed, better human being than the guy that was playing quarterback in 2012 here in Washington. But if you look at 2012, Robert was in the backfield with Alfred Morris. Alfred Morris had a hell of a year. I was expecting that for Brian Robinson last year because you had that dual threat quarterback, and it just didn't end up playing out that way. Now, I don't know if that was more on Brian Robinson or maybe on the run scheme. Was it the offensive line? They've made some changes in a lot of those positions this offseason, so it could be a number of different issues, but the fact was that Brian Robinson didn't have anywhere near as much success as he should have, having the kind of weapon that Jaden Daniels is playing quarterback. So I need him to be better. They drafted a guy out of the seventh round, Ja'Cory Crooksie Merritt. Generally speaking, I would not come on a radio station and beat the drum for a guy that was drafted in the seventh round. But in context, one of the reasons he was drafted in the seventh round is because he did not play in 2024 because the NCAA barred him from doing that. They are still somehow doing that in 2024. There was something about benefits or taking money, which, again, that happening and being barred in 2024 is laughable, but that's what happened to him. So he didn't get a season in 2024. I was there at minicamp a couple of weeks ago, just kind of seeing him, no pads. Like, how much are you really learning about a running back with no pads on when you're not getting hit? Not much. But he at the very least looked the part. So I think they'll have a three-headed monster back there, and then we'll see how they end up using Debo Samuel. As far as Jaden goes, the reason I don't believe he's going to take a step back is because the way that he processes I think is really at an elite level. That to me is what surprised me the most his rookie year. The Hail Mary was awesome. Some of the throws he made were awesome. Some of the plays that he made with his legs throughout the course of the season was awesome, but it really felt like from the beginning of the season, well, maybe not the beginning, the second week of the season, he was a little flustered against Tampa in week one, but the second week of the season, he started to process at such an incredibly high level, and that to me feels like it transitions year over year. When you talk about the great quarterbacks in this league, and really it's the four guys in the AFC, all of them process at an insane level. I think he has that trait already, which makes me really, really excited for what's to come this year.
Denton, when it comes to Jaden Daniels, he was phenomenal last year, ranked fifth by NFL execs on the most recent quarterback rankings, which I think was fair. I think Jaden Daniels was phenomenal. But one place he struggled, weirdly enough, was against Mike Zimmer, and the Dallas Cowboys had two of his worst performing games. Why do you think that is? And do you think Jaden Daniels coming around playing the Cowboys this year will have better success?
I hope he has better success. I think a big reason was Michael Parsons. But more than Michael Parsons, it was the way that they put pressure on him. You know, moving Michael Parsons around, they did this particularly in that first game, which was a heartbreaker for us here in D.C. It was a thrill for you guys down there in Dallas. But one of the things that we saw very frequently was that Michael Parsons would line up over guards. He would line up over centers. He would line up on opposite sides than you're accustomed to him seeing. So the way that they moved him all throughout the course of the game, it really kind of flustered what Washington was doing offensively. I am curious to see how they are going to be able to handle that in year number two with Jaden Daniels. But if you just look across this division, you don't even got to look the rest of their schedule. Just in this division, Philadelphia has a bunch of dudes on that defensive front that are frightening. Dallas obviously has Michael Parsons and a bunch of dudes on that defensive front. And then as terrible as the Giants are probably going to be on offense, defensively, they are loaded with guys and this crazy list of talents, so they're going to have to be able to learn. And I think that's one of the reasons they bring in Laremy Tunsil and they shift to Brandon Coleman, who was playing tackle, to guard. You need to have some versatility and some flexibility at some of those interior spots, or you're going to get eaten alive.
Excuse me if this is already public knowledge, but when it comes to Jaden Daniels, super fascinated in him. Was he making a lot of adjustments at the line of scrimmage when it comes to, offensive line adjustments, picking up the blitz, calling different plays? And if he was not, do you see him making that step in year two?
So he was. Okay. The first couple of games, that was maybe a little lesser. But as, you know, he and Cliff started to trust each other and build rapport, there was a lot of that. The thing that Jaden did so well, and just the offense did multiple games where they're not punting. And a part of that is, I talk about this processing and, seeing the defense at the line of scrimmage, that really went into it. So by the time you reach the end of the season, the second half in particular, but like really at the end of the year, he was doing that at a very, very high level.
You know, one thing that we're talking about here in Dallas, of course, is, especially from a defensive side of the ball, they've got their third defensive coordinator in 3 years. Brian Schottenheimer, yes, he's bringing a different vibe than what we've seen with Mike McCarthy, but and you guys know all too well about, kind of fluctuating coaching situations and just the dysfunction and what have you. Going into year two, look, the vibes are probably, as you alluded to at the top of the interview, are as high as they've been in quite some time. Mark Rippon's not walking that door anytime soon, but you've got your coaching staff, everybody came back, you've got a front office, everybody's on the same page. What is kind of the collective feeling now as far as what the legitimate expectations are? Is it Super Bowl or bust for this Commander team?
I don't think it's Super Bowl or bust, but it is definitely to get back to the postseason, and it is definitely to have double-digit wins. You look at the way their schedule lines up. I don't know who in the NFL decided to give them, and I'm sure they're not the only one, but like four of the last five games are divisional games. That to me seems idiotic. But the NFL is going to do what the NFL does until they at the very least put that 18th game in there, and then maybe you see a little less of that. But I do expect them to, in the final few weeks of the season, still be contending for that division. Philadelphia, obviously, as you guys know, is a big-time favorite, but I expect them to still be in within some sort of mathematic reach in the final few games of the season. I think it's impossible to say that they're Super Bowl or bust when you look at the defensive line, because you guys look at the defensive line that this team has in Dallas, who is the guy that you're afraid of? No one.
Yeah.
Maybe Daron Payne like 3 years ago, but in 2025, you're not afraid of him. So they don't have a dude on defense. I mentioned everybody in the division, but if you look at all of the other really good teams that are, or at least teams that are projected to be really good in the NFC. You know, Philadelphia obviously has a bunch of dudes. Los Angeles, who's kind of in that same spot, at least when it comes to the gambling market. Jared Verse had a fantastic rookie season, so he's expected to be a guy. Aiden Hutchinson's coming back for Detroit. So all of these teams that are good and projected to be Super Bowl teams, or at least contending in the NFC, they all have a game wrecker on defense. And Washington doesn't really have that right now. Frankie Louvu is really good, but he's not a game wrecker. So they need to – they didn't do a good job of bolstering up that position. I don't think – I'm not like a huge Javon Kinlaw guy, and they took the approach – or a bunch of one-year kind of mercenary deals. Mm-hmm. I think they need to get a lot better on the defensive line before we can have any sort of real conversation about Super Bowl or bust.
So what is the feeling then? You mentioned the Dallas Cowboys. What is the feeling then in D.C. about this new coaching staff with the Cowboys?
I mean, so here's the thing. The Schottenheimer name carries a lot of weight here.
Very true, right?
Everybody here loves Marty, and they really when Dan fired Marty, all the way back in the early 2000s.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
2000, that was the first real sign, Dan Snyder that being,
yeah.
That was the first real sign of, oh no, this guy is a little bit of a lunatic.
Yeah.
It took another 20-some-odd years to get that sumbitch out of here, but that was like the first sign. So a lot of people here love Marty Schottenheimer. I don't know how much people love his son. It'll be interesting to see what he does in year number one. I've kind of followed his career over the course of the last couple of years, so I am intrigued, I will say, to see what he does. My expectations, admittedly, are not crazy high, but you got some weapons down there, so that'll help.
All right, get you out of here with this. Look, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you at least one college football question since you are a college football guy as well. There's plenty of talk about UT. Florida's a team that I think is getting a lot of love, and rightfully so, considering they might have the scariest quarterback in DJ Lagway. Give us a team that nobody's talking about that's on Denton Day's radar.
So I don't know that nobody is talking about this team, but I don't think enough people are talking about Clemson. Because if you look at the way Clemson is built, this is a team that, very similarly to their previous national championship teams, they are built through the trenches. Their defensive line, they have a bunch of monsters on that defensive line. And you have Cade Klubnik coming back, admittedly not the biggest, Cade Klubnik guy,
right.
But he did play well at the end of last season. I happen to think that Dabo is still a good coach. He's a little insufferable at times when he gets in front of a microphone. But when he's coaching, I still think he's a really, really good coach. And I think being built through the trenches is what is going to separate them from some of the teams they will see in the early portions of the college football playoffs, certainly in the ACC. I mean, the ACC is – look, man, there's not a lot of competition in the ACC at this point in time. So I think Clemson runs the ACC – And then with some favorable matchups, I could see them hoisting the trophy when all is said and done. I'm a big fan of them. I already bet them at 14-1
okay.
to win the national championship, but that number has come down, I think, to 9-1 or 10-1 at most books.
So we need to get on that. Hurry up. Quick, fast. Last thing, are you buying this Nick Saban talk?
No, not at least to college football. He left college football because of the uncertainty, and
yeah.
nothing has gotten more certain since he left. It's, in fact, gotten more uncertain because we have no idea. Like, if you can predict what next year is going to look like, good for you. Try doing that 5 years from now. We have no idea. So if he does come back to coaching, maybe in the NFL, but I can't imagine a guy in his 70s wants to deal with all of the nonsense that is currently happening right now. And he also left the best job in football.
Well,
in
Alabama. Right, and he's still on their payroll, is he not?
Yeah, I believe he's still a kid. He has an office there. I know that.
Well, then they, yeah.
Technically a consultant. I don't imagine that he is going to leave that. Also, you know, he won an Emmy for the, you know,
I was
going to
say, he's been great on TV.
The age of 73.
Seriously, he's good for TV. All right, tell the folks at home where they can find you at on the old Twitters and where they can find you at on Sirius.
Yeah, you can hit me up at the Denton Day, and then once college football season is back and we are rolling every Friday and Saturday night on Channel 84 on Sirius XM. As soon as the games are over, I will be on.
Denton, always enjoy talking to you, my man. We survived Sports Map and or whatever station it was back in those days. I mean, obviously it's not on anymore, but you know what? We live to see another day. Appreciate you as always, my friend.
Yeah, fellas, appreciate it. Be well.
There you go. The one, the only, Denton Day. All right, coming up next, let's talk a little Dallas Cowboys. We will get to the Joe Hoyt audio from earlier today with G-Bag, as well as Dak Prescott in the top 100. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark. Appreciate that, Mr. Trevor, the creator. Has it cooled down back there at all?
Absolutely.
Still
not.
Hot. Have we figured out, I mean, is the AC just not operable back there, or what's going on?
I know that the AC wasn't working a while ago just in the whole area, so I don't know if just there's a vent whatever clogged or what, because y'all's room, it feels nice to me, but again, I do not know.
Well, no, and here's the thing, it was toasty when we first got in here.
And yeah, sitting in that other back here in that other room. Yeah, it was rough.
Did you turn the AC down? Because I know somebody turned the AC down too, so I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You'll probably need a jacket here pretty soon.
I feel great. I feel great since we came in. Right now, I haven't felt bad one time.
Yeah, no, it's finally starting to cool down just a little bit, which I do appreciate. Indiana, a little WNBA action going on right now. We've got a Sun Coaches Challenge as the Indiana. What are they called? The Fever?
Correct. It's Connecticut
beating the Connecticut Sun 54-49. You look like you do.
Yeah,
I know. That's what I'm saying. I look like a sweaty mess back here.
You look like, I'm telling you right now, you look like you're going straight to a porn studio after the show's over.
Who knows?
Maybe he came from one.
Maybe he came, what? What?
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Just stop talking, Frederick.
Wow. I need to get more sleep.
Do you?
I really do. It's been a busy last couple of days. I'm not going to lie. All right. I'll tell you who's been a busy day for your Dallas Cowboys, or has it been? They told me to get
a transition. You know it's been a busy day for, even though nobody has signed a contract today? The Dallas Cowboys.
Look, they're trying to build a winner.
Are they?
Yes. Yes, they are.
They should sign a D-tackle, though.
Yes, they are.
Same reason you want the Rangers to get a closer to be legit, I want them to get a D-tackle.
That's fair. I'm not. Okay, question.
Answer.
If you had to choose between one, if they told you we're going to sign either a safety or a D-lineman.
D-lineman. Because I like my backup safeties. I don't like my starting
safeties.
You
do. And you love the backup safeties for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I do.
Did you like Wanya before he came by the restaurant?
I've been liking Wanya.
Okay.
They're just better athletes than Malik and Donovan Wilson. Donovan Wilson and Malik Hooker are out of position more than I would like my safeties to be. And if you're going to be out of position, better make interceptions.
You better make plays. You better make plays. If you're going to gamble, then I need to see a payoff every now and again. And I just don't feel like
I saw a lot of dropped interceptions. A
lot of dropped interceptions from Malik Hooker last year. And Donovan, you get him on a one-on-one at a tight end.
Donovan is just, I'm hit sticking, and that's it. That's all I'm
doing. He really, yeah. No. He's great for a big hit every now and again. But, you know, when you're down 3 scores, does it really matter? No. Does it really matter? Will we see? Give me one off the dome, one bounce back defender on this Cowboy defense in 2025.
Thinking corners, thinking safeties, thinking D linemen.
Yeah.
Linebackers are all gone. Give me, can it be somebody that was hurt?
You can be whoever you want.
Give me Sam Williams.
I like that. It's a good choice.
Give me Sam Williams. No one's talking about him. He made a lot of boneheaded plays.
He's getting some run.
He's just getting buried. They keep drafting. They've drafted a D lineman every year.
It's only his third year.
So I'm saying they've drafted Marshawn Nealon and Donovan Azaraku and picked up Dante Fowler.
And picked up Dante Fowler.
So three guys have passed him on the depth chart since he's been
here. Well, I mean, that's if Azaraku even signs his deal.
Oh, he hasn't signed it yet?
Well, you haven't heard the news. So
no second round picks are signed.
Well, two have. So the Texans decided that
fully guaranteed.
They're going to go ahead and fully guarantee their guy. Was it Jaden
Higgins?
Higgins,
yeah. From
and Iowa then State. The Cleveland Browns gave their second round pick.
There's a little bit of negotiations deal, going on.
Right? Now. So at that point, the other 30 teams were like, or the other, yeah, their players, agents were like, huh? If you've gone ahead and guaranteed those two deals and we're not.
Jamar Stewart's feeling real good now.
Now, Judkins might not be feeling so great. Although I saw something yesterday or the day before. Judkins, the running back, Ohio State. We thought maybe he'd be a fit here in Dallas. I would have loved to have seen him in a Dallas uniform.
And you're kind of glad he didn't now.
Well, au contraire, mon frere. So have you heard the latest?
No.
With this young lady?
No.
Okay. So. Yeah, so there was an assault charge. He got hit with a domestic, and
not a good look before you play.
Not a good look before you've even donned the uniform. Okay, outside of training camp, or not even training camp, mini camp. Allegedly, a skirmish occurred. He took her on vacation with him. All right, they're in Florida, I think. The alleged incident happened on the 7th. And then she stays and hangs out with him for another 5 days.
Okay.
Afterwards. And then when they get back, that's when she claims that the incident took place.
I don't think that's that weird. We see people all around the world be in abusive relationships and then file after they break up.
Yeah, but
I don't think it's that weird.
Oh, so let's hang out for five more. So you
a lot of girls do that. And guys. And guys, I don't want to just throw it on the girls. A lot of people do that.
That would be my only pushback too. Is like if you're there on his dime and
she probably didn't know what to do.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that would be okay, my
I'm gonna
only
stay.
Pushback.
And then when she got comfortable with her friends and they told him what he did, what there's video of it. He's an NFL player. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's. I mean, don't put yourself in that situation. You don't got to worry about it, Buster.
Hey, look, if you're look, I don't care who you are. You're gonna tell me you're in Florida, not Abu Dhabi. Okay. Let's not, but you're not in Greece. You're not in Mykonos, okay? I'm sorry, but I got a problem with if you're getting beat on, let's go ahead and hang out for five more days, and then we'll go ahead and file a charge.
Oh, you'd be surprised. That happens to a lot of people.
I'm not saying it doesn't, but it doesn't pass the smell test for me.
So you're saying it didn't happen?
I'm just saying it sounds a little suspect to me.
Well, we've seen the video of him doing it.
Oh, you mean the one that looks like the Ray Rice video?
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's already been debunked that's the Ray Rice video.
Oh, that was Ray Rice? Okay.
So, again, that's what it just...
You just don't think it happened. I just... not a good look.
Well, of course it's not. I mean, anytime there's an accusation like that. Yeah. But it looked... That video to me looked just like the Ray Rice video. So, again, I it looks a little suspect to me.
And if Joe Mixon can get away with what he did and have a decent career... Like maybe this could be all right.
And he did that at Oklahoma?
Yeah, that was at Oklahoma. And that one was
now,
rough.
Now,
that was rough.
I'm not excusing it, but I want to say that girl dropped an N-bomb on him.
That I don't know. That, yeah.
Hey, correct me if I'm wrong, 877-881-1053.
That's news to me, but that's what I'm saying.
I thought the story with that was she threw out a racial slur at him.
Yeah.
And then then he reacted the way he did.
Yeah. See, us as men, you just got to have better control of your temperament.
Just don't call somebody,
I agree, but if I get called a racial slur, I'm not punching a girl. I'm just, okay, you're not very emotionally intelligent, I'm going to walk away. Better control my anger. Now, if someone's hitting me, like someone's got a knife, okay, now I don't care if you're a girl or guy, we're scrapping. But a girl could say every book in the word, every book in the dictionary. I'm not putting my hands on her. There's no reason to. I'm not letting a girl's words affect me that much. Where if I'm an NFL player, it's now messing up my career because I let one word. I don't care if it's a racial slur, if it's mean. I don't care what it is. I'm not ruining my NFL career to prove a point to you.
I don't disagree. And again, things have changed because, back in the day, you say something like that, it was.
But see, that's where ego gets in the way. My ego, my paycheck is higher than my ego
thing. I just, it was, you know, it's never a good look.
No, I agree, but don't hang
around. That's what got Kareem. And that, well, you got to think about who. Don't hang around ratchet women. That's what got Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
That's what got Kareem Hunt.
But you know,
she threw a racial slur at him, and he dropped kicked her, and the rest is history.
A lot of these athletes, celebrities, they're used to never being told no.
Well, that's a big part of it, too.
And the one time a girl says no, what do you mean no? I'm so-and-so. I've been the guy in high school. The guy was the man on campus. What do you mean no? And then that's where we get these accusations to come out. And now you got to defend yourself. And now you got Blake and Fred on the radio talking about your situation.
What our boy Rick Ross say? Accusations.
And a lot of times with their smoke, even if it's not true, NFL teams, hey, I don't want them anymore. How many times do guys get taken off draft boards for accusations?
Oh.
Now, do I feel bad for the kids when it comes out and it was all a lie? Of course. But I also don't feel as bad because you put yourself in said situation.
I.e. Lyle Collins.
Don't put yourself in a situation where a bunch of girls can come up with an accusation versus you. Because trust me, hey, if an accusation comes out tomorrow against Patrick Mahomes, you think any of us are buying it?
If what now?
I said if an accusation comes out tomorrow against Patrick Mahomes, do you think any of us are buying it?
Against Patty Mahomes?
Yes.
I was reading this.
You were locked into that.
I was.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it a third time. If an accusation comes across the table, I'm just going to wait till he's done. He's locked into reading this.
This man's got a hard enough time trying to read.
I mean, he is
anyway.
Like, you would think he's reading the Ten Commandments.
Okay,
right
so
now.
The video. Okay, so that's what. Okay, yeah, because that video. Okay, so the video that I saw was. Which video did you see? Was it in the elevator?
Yeah, I saw like a 3-second clip.
Okay, that was exactly. Apparently, this happened in the parking lot.
I don't there's no evidence you're going to say that I'm going to say it's okay.
No, I'm not saying it's okay. But now that, see, and that's where, okay, and shame on me because I thought when you take one video that's clearly wrong, then it's cast doubt over everything, right? So they were saying, oh, this is the video, da da da. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's the Ray Rice incident. And then you see that, okay, they got into this skirmish and then she stuck around for 5 more days. But this happened in a Burger King parking lot. Look, nothing good happens at Burger King. There's your first issue right there.
My point was, I said if an accusation says sexual assault, Patrick Mahomes, 100% theoretical for anyone who just tuned in. Don't need anyone clipping that.
What?
If that was to come across our timeline tomorrow, would you believe it?
I'd say, what, junior or senior?
The one we know.
Junior. That's my first question. Junior or senior?
Junior.
I'd be devastated.
No, I'm just, would you believe it?
I don't know. I'd have to do some really, no. I don't know
but I'm saying
because.
First thought, would you be like, oh, this is fake news?
I'd be like, this is some BS.
Agreed.
This is some
I would do the same, probably 99% of the NFL world.
Although something, but you know why I'd be a little unnerved by
okay,
it?
Let me give a better player then. Who's the nicest guy you can think of in the league?
Pat Mahomes.
There you go. So we wouldn't believe it. I'm not saying we wouldn't do research, but I'm saying when you first see it, you would think fake
see,
news.
Quishon Judkins, I don't know.
We don't know that much.
I don't know
agreed.
Him,
but I'm saying.
So unfortunately, I wasn't like shocked, but at the same time, I was trying to give the kid the benefit of the doubt.
That's why you want to build up a good image so that when stuff like this comes out, you've got a bunch of people coming to your defense. Oh, no, he's not that kind of character guy. He would never do this. Or we were with him that night. This is what he was doing, blah, blah, blah. When you have bad people in your circle and stories of accusations come out, no one's defending you. You have no leg to stand on. So that's why a lot of these guys that get in this trouble, Deshaun Watson, perfect example. He already had a bunch of smoke going up around him. So people were already buying a story. And then one thing after another, you know.
I tell you what. That's why I hate social media.
Blake, I can't agree with you on that. I know for a fact of situation of a woman making up blank to ruin a player all because he told her to get out. This is someone who's half listening. I 100% agree that a bunch of women and men lie about situations to get money out of celebrities. It happens all the time.
No,
My point is saying don't put yourself in that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
At where people are believing that. If you are a high, doing everything
now, sometimes
right,
it's hard to do that, though.
Accusations suck.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. And they probably happen to innocent people. They do. They happen to innocent people all the time. But you can try to set yourself up where people are not believing that versus if you were doing a bunch of bad stuff before, you're with the wrong crowd. The people defending you are the other dudes and the other girls that have been in jail, that have been messing around, that have not been doing good stuff versus the Patrick Mahomes example we were giving of you're in a good standing where people are like, this can't be true. This has to be fake news. He was here at this time. He's this kind of person. That's all I was trying to say.
Ooh, yeah, this doesn't look good for our boy Judkins. This does not look good for our boy Judkins.
I'm reading the text. No, I said hypothetical Mahomes. Stop.
Yeah, no, Mahomes is fine. I tell you what, there's nothing he can't do.
I just came into Mahomes glaze. Let's get out of here. Next segment. I don't want to hear him just glaze Mahomes.
No, and the reason why I say that.
No, we got to go anyways.
The reason I say that, he's invested in a coffee company.
I don't care about Patrick Mahomes' coffee company. What do we have coming next?
You know what? Maybe you should.
I don't.
Maybe you should. It's got B12. All right, coming up next.
I don't even know what B12 is. Just take us out.
It's a vitamin. Fair foul coming up next. You guys know what that music means. It's time for a little fair foul. Fred's going to read a story. Blake might tell a personal anecdote. We could fair foul Trevor's outfit. I mean, any number of things that we could look at here during this segment. I say it's fair. Let me just make that clear. I say the porno vest is totally fair.
It's a tuxedo vest, all right? This is nice. I'm looking nice back here.
Where did you get that, by the way?
I went to lunch.
Yeah.
Well, it was like a late dinner.
With?
Or an early, not myself. I went to myself because I had to come up here for TSN.
Me, myself, and I.
The way that he told the story, I go back there before the show starts. I said, what's with the outfit? He goes, it was in my car. I said, so you didn't have a wife beater or like a t-shirt in the car, but you had a purple magic vest sitting in your car. He goes, yep.
No.
I was like, can you just imagine going to your car?
Purple magic vest.
It's tank top Tuesday. I got the purple magic vest.
If I put this under a black tux, you'd be like, dang, Trevor, you look nice.
I thought maybe you just had a part-time shift at Windstar.
No, I left the house, forgot my tank top.
Yeah.
And so I drove to a thrift store. And I got a nice Hawaiian shirt back there.
Wait,
too.
Is this a real story?
Dead ass.
Yeah, wow. Seriously. Like I got my shirt, got this, and I was like, this is close enough to, because they didn't have tank tops.
You
or
went to a thrift store, and that was the closest thing you could find to a tank top, darn purple magic ventriloquist vest.
What I was going to do is what I was going to do, what you again. Did to that shirt there, Blake, yeah. But then I was like, ooh, this could work, and then, you know, it was $7.
Fred asked a good question. When's the next time you're going to wear this?
I mean, this could be a Tuesday thing, you know. I'll have to get it dry cleaned for sure because it's
dry cleaned. You're gonna dry clean.
Well, I don't know if you can wash these. Can you wash these? And I promise you, you wouldn't want to feel it right now. So,
okay,
we need you to pause on that one.
I think you should wear it on your next date.
Yes.
Where are we going to a pro wrestling event?
That exact,
I mean, I'm not mad at it.
Yes, that exact look.
Y'all go to a cage WWE match.
Look, if you you find a gal that wants to go with you to a WWE cage
best,
match.
I think that's the best. Fair or foul? Is that not the best first date possible?
I mean, going foul. To a pro wrestling? I mean, depending upon who you are. I mean, I'm not
girls are going to ask questions. It's basically a soap opera. It's male soap opera.
I mean, you're around a lot of guys that are drinking, rowdy, and ready to be rambunctious.
I'm not taking a woman to a WWE.
You're trying to chat. What'd you say? There's 9 guys racking beers right in my ear.
John, when's the last time? Austin,
first off, when's the last time y'all been to a wrestling event?
Probably when I was 8.
I mean, in mine, mine was like a semi-pro wrestling event.
Which those is are the best. Indies. Indies are really good.
Those are the best.
That you're gonna
people are hurt.
I don't know how to be.
No,
not smart
those
enough.
People are like they're breaking legit tables. Like that looks like
that
it
you're
hurts.
Gonna have the more beer drinking thing. But if you go to a WWE event, it's a show.
Well, that's like, a lot of money though. Legit. If you go to an actual A&W,
you get some nosebleeds. You get some. Those are $50 seats. You spend $100.
See, now you're ruining the first date vibes.
No. Because that's how you begin. That's how you. Man, some of my greatest shows I've ever been to were $50 wrestling. Seats and
but that's what your homeboys yeah. not right. some gal right. okay. that you're trying to okay. get to know
fair enough
hey first fair day enough. I'm thinking the top very very top we're gonna watch wrestling that I'm sure you have a lot of interest in and we're gonna be next to a bunch of guys
but you would have to know in advance
that she'd be into
that
it.
She's into that
again like, I just think it's not, a good I think it's a good idea because it's
if she's
very
into it
in.
Very niche
Yes.
Maybe this is why I'm single. Let's get to y'all's fair and foul. How about that? That's way
when
better.
It comes to a
that?
First date, you're doing what the girl wants, not what you want. That's
I don't know about that. I'm going to disagree with you on that.
That's called the relationship.
No. They want you to make the plan first date.
No, I agree. I'm saying you're doing what she would interest her is what I'm saying. Don't pick something that's all in your warehouse.
No, yeah, you're
like
not taking. Yeah, no, I'm not taking her to a game or unless she's a sports fan. Yeah.
Well, let me push back.
Now
here
I will say a baseball game
is a good one because you can chat
because there's a lot of downtime to talk,
especially if it's the Rangers.
You'd be surprised. Well, Ranger games go by pretty quick though.
Yeah, they do.
You know,
they
you do. Get a DeGrom start, you might be out of there in 2 hours. Yeah. Okay, tickets gonna be a little more expensive, but
DeGrom start and Jonah Heim's.
Maybe
playing?
I text Sandler he's batting, to see, like, hey, can I come up and see the press box?
Hour 45.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't think you can take it to the press box.
No, you definitely can't. And don't try to, anyway.
that's how your first date goes real bad.
No, definitely don't take her to the press box. But yeah, I would say a baseball game is not a bad,
I think you would want to do something that you want to do because if it doesn't go the way you want it to go, at least you had fun.
Someone texted, this is definitely why Trevor's single and I love wrestling.
Fair point. Fair
Thanks,
point.
817. Appreciate you, man.
Fair point. All right, here we go. Fair or foul. Let's get into it. A 36-year-old woman has caused a stir after revealing that her gym has started banning women over the age of 24 from working out during peak gym hours.
That's pretty messed up.
The woman shared her story on the popular UK-based forum Mumsnet, where women often see
Mumsnet. They're not allowing those ladies in there no more. I've got my crumpets with me, and they're saying only one little girlies.
She shared a story on the popular UK-based forum Mumsnet, where women often seek advice on various topics related to women and parenting.
This is like their Quora.
In her post titled, "Am I Being Unreasonable to Think This Is Unfair?" she explained that she recently received a text from her gym about a new policy. She shared a screenshot of the message, which said that the gym would be reserved exclusively for females aged 12 to 24 from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Quote, "This update has been made in response to feedback and to better cater to our younger female members who require a dedicated, comfortable space during peak after school and early evening hours."
So what? The 25-year-olds are making them uncomfortable?
Please note that outside of these hours, our ladies' gym will continue to be available for all female members as usual.
The original poster mentioned that one of her main reasons for joining this gym was because it offered ladies hours from 9 a.m. to 7 a.m. on the weekdays. She then said she would cancel her membership because if it no longer fits her schedule. But this is ridiculous, right? Fair foul. Now, it sounds like they've got their own little women's section inside the gym, and that's a popular thing now with some of these gyms out there. Fair foul, banning women over 24 during peak hours, 4 to 7, Monday through Friday. I mean, that's kind of a big time to go work out.
That's super foul. And 12 to 24?
I mean, what 12-year-old's working out?
Well, who's bringing the 12-year-old? The people that are over 24.
That's over 24. Bringing the 12-year-old.
What are we doing?
The 13-year-old can come, but the person driving them's got to stay in the parking lot.
Just drop them off, and then you get the hell out of here. What it sounds like to me is that they're making the women, you got to work out with the general population.
Oh, so they can't be in the women's
only
center.
They can't be in the women's gym section. You can work out in the rest with the, you know,
with the ugly 25-year-olds.
With the dudes that are all, you know, gawking at you, but you can't, yeah, exactly, with the Trevors who are getting ready, who are getting pumped up to go to their wrestling match later on in the night.
Does it look like I go to the gym? I mean, come on.
I mean, look, I would think that's prime real estate to ask them if they want to go to a WWE match later on in the nosebleeds. But look, I think it's totally foul.
That's super foul. How did they pass that?
I mean, it's a gym. They can do whatever they want.
That is one of the wildest things.
That's a crazy.
And you know I'm going to say foul because I'm looking for the women 23 to 30. I'm not looking.
Well, I mean, you're in good shape. I mean, the 23 and 24-year-olds, you might have to peek in.
Yeah.
But then you might look like a creep because then the 12 and 8, 15-year-olds are also working out that same time, too.
Yeah, let's go.
But their moms, you know, they'll be out in the same general population.
What is this whole thing about, like, a safe environment and giving them ample workspace?
Yeah.
I don't get it. Is there a bunch of moms that get off work and want to work out and the younger girls can't work out
because
the other girls are
again,
there?
Again, man, that's a wild scenario.
Can I make a statement that I'll probably get in trouble for?
Well, be careful.
As you
break the microphone
the
again.
Microphone again.
Girls, women.
Will crap on each other.
Hating on women are the biggest downfall to women being
great. 100%.
I hate to say it.
Women, and I've seen it in the corporate world. Sports we're seeing world. It in the WNBA.
I just saw it on celebrities. I just saw SZA and Nicki Minaj going at each other, calling each other terrible artists.
Women.
Bachelorette.
Love Island.
I mean, it is. Oh, are you watching Love Island?
I'm not, but I see a bunch of stuff. Okay. I have not watched single episodes. I see it all over my social media, though. But, like, one woman's doing good or working out at a gym. And another woman, not a guy. I don't like that.
Nope.
Let's make a rule.
Women out of here. I'm trying to work out.
That is wild. Can you imagine if a guy, they tried to do it for guys, like no one would care. They'd be like, why are we making this a rule?
I always think of that Dave Chappelle joke where he said when the ESPYs gave Caitlyn Jenner the Woman of the Year award, they said, you got women been women all their lives. Caitlyn Jenner been a year woman for a year and she gets Woman of the Year award.
It's kind of messed up.
Tells you all you need to know right there.
I'm all for women empowerment.
Give it to them.
Top five women.
Top five women coming up. Here we go.
Sophia Vergara, number one.
Mm.
I mean, at 53, still looking like that.
Mm.
Does
Doris Burke make your list?
No. Is that the best 53-year-old you've ever seen? It's got to be, right? I mean, she genuinely looks better than 25-year-old girls I know. And she's 53 and looks phenomenal.
I mean, I haven't seen
the photo of her birthday pictures?
No.
Brother, you've been missing.
No.
Some people thought Jennifer Aniston was up there. She's looking old now, but her at 50, though?
Yeah.
Halle Berry at 50?
Now that's...
Jennifer Love Hewitt
Halle Berry,
at 50?
I'll tell you right now, that Jennifer Love Hewitt photo of her on the red carpet that just came out? Man, I'm going to tell you right now. Anybody that thinks she's fat, shame on you. That's what a grown woman looks like. Thank you very much. All right, coming up next, third hour of the program, let's reset. Hold on, dude. Let's reset our Ranger takes from the beginning of the season. I'll tell you what I mean next. Each one of us picked four players we were watching out for. How did our first half takes do? We'll tell you next. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.